A 220-pound gym champion picked a fight with me to impress the cute receptionist, not knowing I was a D1 wrestler. At 5 feet 5 inches with a sleeper build, I looked more like someone's little brother than a fighter. I'd watched dozens of first dates where the guy would point at me mid-conversation and say, I could take him with one hand. So when I saw the 6'3 amateur champion heading toward where I was chatting with the receptionist at my MMA gym, I already knew how this would go. He planted both palms on the desk and leaned forward, creating this wall of muscle that made me invisible. Kate, you coming to watch real training today? His voice boomed over the gym music. Got some guys from Jackson's coming in to spar. I shifted left to stay in the conversation. Bradley shifted with me, his hip checking mine just enough to push me back. I tried moving right and he spread his stance wider, claiming more territory like he was defending a takedown. Kate glanced around his shoulder to find me. Actually, Bradley, I was just— Hold that thought. He turned slightly and his foot caught my water bottle. It toppled off the bench and exploded across my gym bag. Water soaked through the canvas and into my street clothes. Shh, my bad. He said it loud enough for half the gym to hear but never looked down. I dropped to a knee and started mopping up the mess with my towel. While I squeezed water out of my work shirt, Bradley picked up my training gloves from the bench. He held them between two fingers like something contaminated and sniffed them dramatically. His face scrunched up. These are women's gloves, right? A few guys on the mats looked over. Someone snickered. Kate's voice came out flat. Bradley. He tossed my gloves in the trash can by the desk, maintaining eye contact the whole time. Just trying to help. Can't build real power with gear like that. I stood up slowly and walked to the trash. Pulled my gloves out without saying anything. Come on, little man. Let me fix your technique before you hurt yourself. I straightened up and found half the lunch crowd watching. He grabbed my left arm and yanked it up, positioning my guard. His hands were rough and demanding, twisting my wrists, forcing my elbows in. See? Everything's wrong. Stance is too narrow. He kicked my feet apart hard enough to make me stumble. Hands are too low. He shoved my fists up to my temples. This is why YouTube training doesn't work. The audience grew. Phones came out. He turned me like a mannequin, explaining to everyone how I was basically doing everything backward. Each correction came with unnecessary force. A dig here, a joint lock there, all disguised as teaching. All right, cage time. Can't have you throwing those pillow punches out here where someone might get hurt. He gripped my shoulder and steered me toward the octagon. Kate, come watch. This is important. I let him guide me but kept my core loose. No resistance. Nothing he could use as an excuse to escalate. The cage door clanged shut behind us, metal on metal. That sound that used to mean something different. Bradley demonstrated a basic arm drag that torqued my shoulder just past comfortable. Feel that pressure? That's what happens when you don't know how to defend. He transitioned to a standing Kimura, cranking slowly. Any trained fighter would have countered by now. I tapped his leg. He held it 2 seconds longer than necessary. See how easy that was? Any real man would have defended that. He said it loud enough for Kate to hear through the fence. She'd stood up from her desk, concern creasing her forehead. He moved to